Well, lucky enough now to be joined by Tigers signing Jackson Hastings. Morning, Jackson. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you going? Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you on the show, mate. And what have your first impressions been there at Concord and being around the club and some of the players?
Yeah, I haven't actually been in and met many of the boys. Got a meeting today with a few and just catching up and seeing what the club's all about. But just being in and around the joint, meeting the coach and stuff. I'm really excited. Obviously, the club hasn't performed where they want to the last sort of decade or so. So coming in at a pretty good time, I think. Hopefully it can change the tide and bring some success to the club that they've been lacking for a few years.
Jacko's grubby, mate. How's it feel being back in the motherland, mate?
Hey, mate. How you going? No, bro. It's unreal. Obviously, to get out of quarantine and see the family for the first time in a couple of months is great. Obviously, I was going to say sitting in the sun, but it's been cloudy for the last week or two. But just being home, mate, it's something I've been trying to do for the last 3 or so years since I went over to the UK. So to finally be back and get a chance to play again and train again in the NRL is something I've dreamt of for the last couple of years. So, yeah, just really excited, bro.
Mate, you obviously started your NRL career really young, played around 50 games, and then you went over to the UK, and, mate, you've absolutely killed it. How do you feel coming back? Do you feel there's a lot of pressure on you, you know, coming back as the Tigers marquee, or do you just want to get there, know your role, and, you know, just be a part of the team?
Yeah, I suppose it's... I'm just really excited to be back and be given the opportunity by the club. Obviously, as you know, mate, the club hasn't had the success it wanted over the last couple of years. But I'm just coming back trying to be myself. I suppose when I was here the first time, I was playing for a big club and made a couple of poor decisions and was trying to probably be someone I'm not. But now I'm comfortable within my own skin. I know what I'm good at. I've worked hard on my game for the last 3 or so years every day. So I'm just coming back trying to be the best player I can be. And if that can help the club move forward, that's great. But I'm not trying to be no superstar or do anything like that. Just trying to do my job for the team. And if that can help other key players around me be great, that'll be a good result.
Jackson, where do you want to play, mate? Again, I'm sure, you know, like every athlete at the highest level, it's about what's best for the team. But if you had a choice, where do you think you can contribute the most in regards to position?
Naturally, I'm a halfback or 5'8 by trade, definitely. Yeah. I feel like that's where I'm probably most comfortable, depending on how the coach wants to play, I guess. But, you know, I've filled in a number of roles. I've done that in the UK. I've done that in the NRL, played halfback, 5'8, hooker, fullback, lock. And when I say I don't mind, I genuinely don't mind. But if someone was to put it to me and say, where do you want to play, I'd say 6 or 7. So, yeah, obviously, okay. That's up to the coach. And where I fit in that is going to be sort of told in the next sort of couple of weeks.
Jacko, mate, I've heard you talk in a lot of your interviews. I think you've spoken great, by the way, but you've always mentioned, you know, you think you've grown up a lot. Yeah. Like, what do you mean by that? Do you mean like on the field, off the field, or everything just in general?
Yeah, definitely off the field, probably the most grubby. That's probably the area that I lacked in, just a bit of maturity. Moved out of home at a young age, moved from Wollongong to Sydney on my own and sort of got a bit distracted by things that weren't sort of footy related. And then with that come a bit of immaturity on the field. As you know, mate, it's hard to go into a key position. And when the results are going your way, everyone's riding high and patting you on the back. But when the team isn't performing well, you're the first one on the chopping block. So, I mean, just being able to deal with the pressures that come with playing in a key position in the NRL and not losing your head and getting too down in the lows and too high with the highs, just staying sort of level-headed. And I've worked really hard on that. And as I said, I wouldn't have come back to the NRL if I didn't feel like I could handle the rigours of what's to come with winning and losing. So, I mean, I've grown up both on and off the field, and it's something I've worked hard at and something I've got to continue to work hard at to make sure that I can become the leader that I think I could be.
We're speaking to Tigers recruit Jackson Hastings. And Jackson, have you spoken to Luke Brooks? And you know, if so, like, how's he faring with all this speculation about whether he'll be at the club, whether he's not? I mean, he's still got 2 years to run his deal. Have you had a good chat with him at all?
Mate, I haven't actually spoke to him yet. I think he's part of the group that we're meeting today. So I haven't actually met Luke personally ever in my life. I've played against him all through the juniors. He's always been the standout. Him and Mitch Moses were the two halfbacks that everyone was sort of chasing as kids. And then, as I said in an interview I did recently, I'd love to just shake his hand and put my arm around him and have a giggle and just let him know that I'm here to help him. Whatever happens in this situation, hopefully it just works out best for Luke. I actually feel pretty genuinely sorry that he cops the brunt of everything that's happened over the last nearly decade for the Tigers. You know, I know how it feels to be torn apart in the media. So, I mean, I'd just love to put my arm around him, have a laugh, as I said, and just let him know that I'm here to help. I'm not here to take his position or to do anything like that. I just want the Tigers to be successful. And, you know, I hope Luke stays because he's a massive part of that and has been a massive part of that for the last 10 or so years.
Jacko, what I've sort of noticed heading over to the Super League is I think it's a bit slower. You know, I think they're allowed to slow you down in the ruck a bit more. And are you going to try and change your style a bit from Super League to the NRL? Because I think you'll get a lot more quick play of the balls and, you know, play a bit more eyes up footy, which I think will suit you to a T. Or are you going to go in with, you know, a similar style of how you were playing over in the Super League?
Yeah, I agree with that, mate. Obviously, it sort of looks quicker from the eye because of how many offloads and things happen, and the ruck control is not that great. But once you sort of hit the deck, as you said, people pile on and you're allowed to slow right down. But yeah, I just want to play that natural game, sort of how you play, off the back of quick rucks, short sides, taking people on an A and B defender and trying to get some joy there. So, I mean, first of all, we've got to generate the ruck speed. But once we get the ruck speed, I just want to play on the footy and play quick. I suppose that's the way the game's going. Watching it from afar in the UK, watching all these young kids burst on the scene and just play eyes up, carefree footy, it's sort of the way the game's going again. So I want to approach it like that. But at the same time, as you know, playing in the halves in the NRL is a bit different. You've got to be able to control the game and, you know, you need to pick your times, whereas you probably get a bit more opportunity week to week over there. So just being eyes up, being present and doing what I need to do at certain times is what I've got to work on in the preseason. Just adjusting to the, obviously, the new rules, scrums, things like that we haven't played with for the last couple of years.
Jackson, I was going to ask, how does that work in and around walking into, you know, different teams? Again, you've been in the NRL, you go back to the Super League, now you come back. Your brand of footy or your style, how you play your best, how do you find that challenge in regards to that might be good on one hand, the other hand, the team plays a different brand or a different style. How hard or how much time will that take you to adapt to get back into exactly what Michael Maguire and the Tigers are looking from you?
Yeah, that's a good question, mate, because when I went to Salford, I suppose the whole game plan was pretty much revolved around how I could do whatever I wanted to do in a weird way. Like the whole system was revolved around Jackson and how we can put him in the best position to sort of make us win. And then when I went to Wigan, because we had so many dominant players and so many great players that have done it for many years, I had to find my way a bit more, which I found challenging at the start. But once I sort of got into a rhythm, played a few games, got the back end of the preseason in, built relationships and combinations, it became really natural and easy for me again. So I think coming back to the NRL, having a full preseason under my belt, getting to meet people and sitting down with Madge multiple times and training it, I suppose I haven't had a full preseason for the last 2 or 3 years. So to be able to come back, do the full 3-4 months and just sort of build combinations with people in key positions and front rows and things like that will definitely help me going forward. But yeah, I think the thing that's the most important is building those relationships and combinations and then finding out a structure that not only suits the key positions, but, you know, your boys, like your front rows, your back rows, and how they like to get the footy too. So I suppose communication is the most important thing and then going out there and executing.
Did you two play against each other? You wouldn't have for this season, did you? Did you play against each other this season? Oh, you did. Yeah, okay, come on, fill us in. What was he like?
What was Grubby like? He was a grub.
More specific.
We played him the week before and Josh didn't play and I scored off a dummy. And I still remember it was like the first 3 minutes I threw one and he got me, to be fair, and he just stood over me going, all he's got is a dummy here. And that kind of rattled me a little bit. I've always had a lot of respect for Josh, not only the way he played the game. He was someone, for me, I looked up to just the way he competed. And like I get a lot of people that sort of compliment me on being a competitor and that, but I think Josh really set the standard when I was a kid, when I got to play against him. And then one thing that sticks out is we actually knocked them out of a semi when I was 19, I think it was. And they just got beat by 40 and got eliminated. And he took his jersey off his back and gave it to me. I remember I asked him in a scrum about 10 minutes of the game if I could have his jersey. He just nodded his head and said, no worries. So I'll always have respect for him for that and looking after me as a kid. So Oh, I love it. Still a grub though.
Well, that's the thing, you know. It's all about preparation, right? And I'd done my prep that week, and I knew you were throwing dummies, mate. I just thought I'd let you know. That's all, man.
Gentle reminder.
Well, Jackson, mate, it's great to see you back in Australia, and you know, you've been so candid about some of the stuff that you've gone through, and I think for not just Tigers fans, but all the neutrals, are really hoping that, you know, it's really successful for you, your stint there. Back here at the NRL and for the Tigers in particular, mate. Thanks for your time this morning. Enjoy and good luck.
I really appreciate it, boys. All the best.